you want me to relinquish the chair to you to do that?
Go ahead, just go ahead.
And do that?
Yeah.
Okay, as soon as the line gets us on.
Okay.
The Commerce and Economic Development Committee is back in order after a brief recess. Without objection, we're going to move back to the consideration of ONCA 16113, an act to amend Business Commission and Advisory Boards Act 15OC, section 5-106. I believe that we're prepared right now, while we're still waiting on a guest to come for representation on another resolution, to deal with this bill. Congressman Shaw, do you have a motion which for this bill?
I do. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that the Commerce Committee adopt bill number ONC 16113 as originally introduced on September 9th, 2016, stamped in September 14th at 12:44 p.m.
I have a motion and a second to adopt bill number ONCA 16113 as originally introduced September 9th, 2016. And I might want to go ahead and put on the record that the intent is to go back to the original bill as it was filed. That's this motion's intent, to take us back to the original filing. Is there any discussion to the motion? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the bill as introduced is now what we have sitting on the table before us. Does anybody have any movement on this bill? Congressman Shaw.
The only thing that the original resolution had in it that was different from the original act is the original act has travel semicolon reimbursement. This bill is introduced by Congresswoman Buffalo Head on the 9th, just struck that word reimbursement behind travel. It's the only change. The rest of the wording is the same. And the intent was to allow for travel allowance advances for airfare, hotel, and so forth. So that was the purpose. And I know I've had conversations with the comptroller, and he says they had talked before, and that was the sticking point of the word reimbursement. So they anticipate being able to revise the policies to allow those travel costs to be advanced. So.
Thank you, Congressman Shaw. Congressman Edwards?
I have an amendment. Did you all already adopt this?
We just let it revert back to as it was filed, and then the discussion at this table has been that the work on this will occur during the interim before we come back into a special session or a session to make the changes necessary.
Page 1, line 40, strike line 48 and 42. Meal reimbursement and supplies allowance.
Congressman Shaw was talking about the same thing. Is that the only place that you find those words in that whole bill?
I think so.
I would support that motion. Is there a second to it? Although Congressman Shaw did want to do it, and I discouraged him from doing so, said we'd just work on it later.
I just asked Alice, and she said she wants it moved out. She's going to encourage you to move it out. So why are you guys working on it? I mean, why are you working on it if you're not making it out?
They're planning
to
move it out. See? We haven't voted it out yet, but I think there's a general intent. We'll see what the vote is.
Okay, so that's the motion.
So the only change is reimbursement was taken off behind travel. These were already in there before.
I know. And they caused problems.
So was that in the form of the motion?
Yes.
And did you get that explained?
I'll have to listen back.
Page 1. Line 40 and 42, strike lines 40 and 42.
Is there a second to the motion? Is that a second before we discuss?
Yeah. I'd like to make an amendment to the motion. Oh, has it been seconded?
No, the motion has not been, the amendment has not been seconded, so she could withdraw.
Withdraw and restate. Page 1, line 40, 42, and 44. Strike line 40, 42, and 44.
Second.
40, 42, and 44. Did you get that, Ms. Elaine? is there just any discussion to the motion, Congressman Shaw?
What it really deletes is, what were the numbers again?
40.
41, 42.
42.
And 44.
So that's, it's striking meal reimbursement, supplies, allowance, and other compensation as appropriated by the Osage Nation Congress.
Do you have that?
All we really have is, my understanding, is stipend and travel.
That's right.
In the resolution, we don't even have those other items.
That's true.
Appropriated for.
Any more discussion to the motion, Congressman Maker?
I have a question. So are we saying that the only thing that we have to do to make this go forward out of this committee is this one amendment, or do we have to take the word reimbursement out of this one document?
Reimbursement has already been removed in the original filing. That word's already been removed.
I thought we just now had it brought the amendment back.
We did, and what Congressman Buffalo had filed had the word removed.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any more discussion to the motion? All in favor of the, did you want to discuss, Congressman?
No.
Okay. All in favor of the amendment, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the amendment passes. I would entertain some movement if we're finished.
Bill number. Oh, yeah. I make a motion that the Commerce Committee report out ONCA 16113 with the due pass as amended with the due pass recommendation.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion to that? All in favor of the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. We will report that to Congress. We are now on moving back to consideration of ONCR 16-46, a resolution to facilitate the Osage Nation's land buyback program and the execution of home site leases for fractionated land owners. Congressman Supernaw, you were wanting a guest to join us. Our guest today is Ms. Curry. Ms. Curry, would you tell the people that are listening what your title is, position is with the Osage Nation?
I am the property manager for the land acquisition department.
Thank you so much, property manager. Okay, Congressman Supernaw?
Well, I asked Melissa to bring over the request from the BIA for this resolution and explain the purpose of it, so that let her explain why they need this resolution, I thought.
Yes.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, please, Ms. Curry.
BIA sent out a letter to all the tribal leaders asking them to provide resolutions ensuring the landowners that if they have, a residence on their property, if we buy the property, that we will grant them a lease. So they want some kind of guarantee that we won't evict the landowners out of their homes if they sell us their land. Now the homes themselves will not be put in trust like the land, but they will still be attached to the property. And it's just a standard thing that they ask all the tribes.
Can we have a copy of that letter? Does she need to make a copy before
no,
she stamps it?
Extras.
Okay, yeah, we have time to stamp it in. Is there any questions from the committee before I start talking?
Just had a question.
Congressman,
good to see you. The homes that you're referring to, do they have to be worth their abandoned home, like an old mansion, the Tall Chief mansion or something like that? They sell their land that they want to keep. Does that still apply? Or does it have to be livable? Or?
Well, I spoke with Jody Cameron. She's the acquisition officer in Billings. I had a discussion with her Friday, and if the houses are abandoned or they appear to have no value, we won't need the lease. But I think that's something we'll have to negotiate with the landowners to make sure that they're clear that we see no value in the property or the attachment. Some of the tracts that they have listed with improvements, it might just be an old barn.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go out and make inspections, but I just got the list on Friday, so
okay.
We'll see.
Okay.
Congressman Maker.
Thanks for being here. So this is really to protect the original owners, allotment, their homestead, other than the land that's been bought by the tribe, right?
Yes.
So protection, what it is protecting tribal members.
It just guarantees them that they can maintain use of their home.
Their home.
Congress.
But they have to lease it though.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Congressman Edwards.
But if it's a, if it's a fraction, if it's land that's fractionated interest.
It has to be fractionated.
Okay, so you've got 10 people and that may be family members, or I guess maybe not even family members that own the land.
Right.
And there's a house on that land. And 10 people own it, an undivided interest in it.
So in theory, there should already be a lease on it if somebody's living there.
We won't
know until we go through them one by one.
Because I can tell you of one I know of that the problem was. There was no lease.
No lease.
There was no collection of rent. It was, which is what caused the need to, that's what caused certain family members to want to relinquish themselves in the first place, because it was a big family feud, and you know, this person's living in the house, but there is no lease, and there is no money changing hands, and I'm just wondering, that was my concern when I saw it. I thought, now how is this going to work when you've got land that there is no lease, but there may be somebody living in it, but there's no lease per se.
The details will have to be worked out individually, because I don't think that we're going to be able to like address each one as a simple thing, because every family situation is different.
I agree, but so that's why I'm wondering why you even want to get into it like that.
And we may not.
Because it just, like I said, the one circumstance I know is just messy. And
I know the same one.
So, I understand what Congressman Edwards is saying. So, basically, this resolution gives you guys the option to make these negotiations with landowners. I'm wondering if it, I need to study it a little harder and see if it actually says this is how we're proceeding and moving forward. Is this a request by them, or is this from Mr. John McClanahan?
Yeah, Mr. McClanahan sent this out to all the tribes that are participating in the program.
To let you know that this is doable.
Yes, because initially when the land buyback program started, if the tract had improvements such as a house on it, they were eliminating the entire tract.
Oh.
They wouldn't even make an offer on it.
Oh.
So by saying that we will grant these leases if they're needed, then they will go ahead and consider the offers, and perhaps, you know, we can purchase them. But it's not, we'll have to look at each case individually. Like, for instance, now I know that of the two tracts that offers went out on, one of the houses appears to be abandoned for multiple years, like possible decades. Another one, the house appears to be unoccupied and vacated, but maybe not to the point it needs to be, you know, torn down or disposed of. So each case is going to be different, and each set of landowners is going to be different.
I understand. Congressman Sigler.
There's a possibility that we'll buy a piece of property, they'll buy a piece of property, and they'll give it to us, and it'll have a tenant on there that plays the radio too loud and bothers your neighbors. But that's just one of the problems you have, but the thing that we need to understand is that that's a problem we ought to ask for, because, I mean, we have to deal with, because we won't get the property, they won't even make an offer on it unless we approve this resolution. So, I don't know how else to simplify it.
Congressman Edwards.
Well, this letter seems to indicate it's not just properties that already have leases on them. It's landowners that don't have a lease should contact and inquire about getting a lease. To me, that's a little bit different from somebody that's already living in a house.
Can I answer that?
Please, Ms. Curry.
because each situation is different, say if we want to buy property from a person that owns an undivided interest in land, say half and half, but they're living in the home. Maybe they don't have a formal arrangement with the other landowners, but they do have some kind of arrangement. Just because
they
go through all that, and just because it didn't go through BIA doesn't mean they don't have some kind of agreement. They're wanting these departmental leases to give the occupant, who is most likely an owner, they're considering them to probably be an owner.
I think we've had instances like that, Shannon, where it's just a verbal agreement between family and how things happen, and they don't have an existing lease on something through the BIA because our family gets along pretty good.
Right.
So.
But you're not selling your land back
right,
either.
Right. But if in that instance they wanted to sell it, then these people will have to have a vehicle, and I'm not saying I'm not selling any land, but that would be the vehicle that they would have to do. They'd have to come and say, okay, yeah, I want to sell my property, but I want to stay in this house, so give me a lease. So I understand.
And then you're going to need that. It's going to be you're going to make a fair market determination of the value of the improvements?
They will have to provide BIA will have to provide an appraisal. I mean, we'll have to go off of that.
But I mean, I'm saying for the lease.
Any lease that goes through DOI has to have an appraisal.
And it's appraised, they appraise it for its lease value?
They should do a fair market rental value.
Okay. And then who's responsible for the upkeep on the house? The nation? Let's say it's a house.
Well, we don't actually own it, so they're kind of responsible for it for themselves. I mean, we have it, but we don't have it. I know it creates a probably undesirable circumstance. But I think the way that we should treat these would be kind of like the lots in the village. Like you have the right to leave your house there, but you never really own the property. I mean, I think it's very comparable to that.
Any more questions, Congressman Mather?
Okay, so it says here that the lease is recorded in the Bureau of Indian Affairs. BIA title system. So now, when this, we have to pass this resolution to facilitate, right? So this has to be passed before we can even start building. Right?
We want to consider the tracts that have these houses on them, or structures, before they'll even go out and finish any more due diligence or do anything else. But they have to have the resolution. So.
But this has to
pass.
But
this doesn't mean that we're going to purchase every one of them. We'll wait
right.
Each one.
Yeah, I understand that. But then once we do pass this resolution, and then when someone does the lease process, it is then it will be approved by the BIA, not the whoever. If someday we authorize somebody in this Osage Nation government to approve and negotiate the leases, right now it's going to be the BIA, right?
Right.
Congressman Edwards.
So this letter says that the improvements are not going to be acquired, but their existence will be considered in determining the fair market value. So you're going to be paying for them when the land is bought back.
But you don't know.
No. I mean, granted, we only have like nine of these tracts.
Okay.
So
I'm just pointing out that's what it says. And maybe you get your money back when you collect the lease payments. I don't know.
Congresswoman Bethelhead.
You may have answered this question, I've been in and out, so I do have a question about what happens when the person that's residing in it, in the house now, who owns the land, sells to the nation. If the nation is able, if they're able to stay in their house, what happens after they pass? Because things have significantly changed with the villages. So now they are telling people, you are no longer allowed to leave this square of land in your will to the next person. So my situation, my grandma left her house to two of her children and that square of property, but technically no one owns that square of property. So what was being done in the past is no longer allowed to be done now. So if you get a piece of property in the village now, your house has to be completely and totally, you have to be able to move it because you cannot pass it down to the next generation of family because it's not your property to pass down. So what will happen, Maria, you're making a face like you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay.
I'm thinking about that.
Okay, so.
Okay. I'm well, making a face.
Just the look you gave me was like, what are you talking about? That's not true, but that's how I took it. So now you are no longer allowed to pass down your property via a will. So what will happen in this instance? No, because it's not. So if I will use this as an example, if I were to go in right now and get approved for a lot in the Hominy Village, I could build a house there. It has to be removable. And then once I die, I cannot leave it to my son. My son would have to go in through the five-man board and apply all over again to get the lot in which I had built a house.
So did the nation write new rules, or?
That's not what the CFR says.
No.
No, I'm just telling you what people are being told.
Okay.
So you're not able to pass down, but to me that makes sense. The lot doesn't belong to me. So why would I be able to pass it to someone that if it legally does not?
You own the improvements.
Yes, which is why your structure has to be movable.
Maybe that's a policy the Hominy Board took out, but that's not what the CFR says, and I've not seen any legislation that changed.
I don't know. I'm just telling you what's being told.
That's why I made the face, because I'm familiar with what the CFR says, but we need to kind of bring it back into this legislation, because the CFR says you can pass it down. Congressman Supernaw?
To me, this, if someone wanted to give you a new car, and you focused on, well, I might have a flat someday, or I may even have a wreck and get killed, so I'm not going to take the car. And that's kind of the way I'm looking at this. And you're, I don't understand what the problem is.
Congressman Baker.
Well, I have a personal history on this thing. When my mother passed away, we had our camp in the village. It went to all those heirs. But only one could really sign for it. So we came up here to Lynn, and we were here when my mom passed 3 years ago. And so I had to relinquish my share of that lot to my sister. We all agreed that she was going to take it right. So that, I don't know of any other new rule other than what I did.
Thank you, Congressman Nathan. Is there any more discussion to this resolution? Is this a resolution that we're talking about?
Yes, yes.
Congressman Supernaw, I agree with you that we have to have this as a vehicle in order to buy properties with improvements, and we need to go ahead and do it. I think, just in my view, some of the discussion at the table, and I think that I kind of heard somewhat from Ms. Curry that it's going to be on a individual property-to-property basis.
Yes.
And we might be opening up a new can of worms that we really don't want to deal with, but until that's done, we won't know what that can of worms looks like.
Exactly.
And so it's something we're going to move forward and deal with as we go?
Yes.
So that's kind of how I understand it. Is there any more discussion, Congressman Shaw?
Make a motion to report out ONCR 1646 to the Congress with the due pass recommendation.
As amended?
As.
We amended this. Six. This is. I'm trying to look and see.
Page 2165.
Right here, page 2165. I'm just going to show you the minutes where we had amended it. 16, what's the number?
Page 2165.
I'm just trying to look at the.
146.
146.
Oh.
Motion to amend. He inserted associated.
As amended.
Second.
Any discussion to the motion? All in favor of the motion, say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion passes. Do you want me to adjourn the meeting before turning the chair back over to you, Congressman?
No, I'm afraid to do that.
Is there a motion?
I'll vote for it.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
All in favor, second?
Second.
All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
We're adjourned. Thank you, Melissa.
You're welcome.
Well, Melissa, so what I was told was that if I live in Lyle and I put a house on it, has to be moved in. I can will the house to Joseph, but I cannot will that lot of land. And then Joseph would have to go.